which is not for our excuse, or shall we on without apology?
They desire such prolixity.
We'll have no cupid hoodwinked with a staff, bearing a tartar's painted bow of lath, scaring the ladies like a crow keeper, nor no without book prologue faintly spoke after the prompter for our entrance. But let them measure us by what they will. We'll measure them a measure and be gone.
Give me a torch, I'm not for dissembling thing, but heavy I will bear the light.
Nay, gentle Romeo, we must have you dance.
Not I, believe me, you have dancing shoes with nimble soles. I have a soul of lead so sticks me to the ground I cannot move.
You're a lover.
Follow Cupid's wings and soar with them above a common bound.
I am too soaring, pierced with his sharp to soar with his light feathers and so bound. I cannot bound the pitch above dull woe, and a love's heavy burden do I sink.
Can't to think in it should you burden love, too great oppression for a tender thing.
Is love a tender thing? It is too rough, too rude, too boisterous. And it pricks like thorns.
Yeah, love be rough with you, be rough with love. Prick love for pricking and you beat love down. Give me a case to put my visage in. A visor for a visor.
What care I, what curious eye doth quote deformities?
Here the beetle brows shall blush for me.
I'll knock and enter, and no sooner in but every man betake him to his legs.
A torch for me, let wanton's light of heart tickle the senseless brushes to their heels. For I am proverb with a grandsire phrase. I'll be a candle holder and look on. The game is ne'er so fair, and I am done.
Tut, done. The muff, the constable's own word.
If thou art done, we'll draw thee from the mire, or save your reverent love, wherein thou stickst up to the ears.
Come, we burn daylight home.
Nay, that's not so.
I mean, sir, in delay. We waste our lights in vain, like lights by day.
Take our good meaning, for our judgment sits five times in that there, once in our five wits.
And we mean well in going to this mask, but 'tis no wit to go.
Why, may one ask?
I dreamt a dream tonight.
So did I.
Well, what was yours?
The dreamers often lie.
In bed asleep, while they do dream things true.
Oh. Then I see Queen Mab has been with you.
She is the fairy's midwife. She comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomy over men's noses as they lie asleep. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut made by the joiner squirrel or old grub, time out of mind the fairies' coachmakers. A wagon spokes made of long spinner's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider web, the collars of the moonshine's watery beams. A whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film. A wagoner, small, grey-coated gnat. Not half so big as a round little worm pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. And in this state, she gallops night by night through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love. A courtier's knees that dream on curtsies straight, a lawyer's fingers who said dream on fees, a lady's lips who straight on kisses dream, which oft the angry mad with blisters plagues, because their breaths with sweetmeats tainted are. Sometimes she gallops for a courtier's nose, and then dreams he of smelling out a suit. And sometime comes she with a tie pig's tail, tickling the parson's nose as he lies asleep, and dreams he of another benefice. Sometime she driveth her a soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches, ambuscados, Spanish blades, of hell's five fathoms deep. And then anon drums in his ear, of which he starts and wakes, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two, and sleeps again. This is that very mad that pats the manes of horses in the night and bakes the elf locks in foul, sluttish hairs, which once untangled much misfortune bows. This is the hag when maids lie on their backs that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good carriage. This is she.
Oh, peace, peace, Mercutio, peace. Thou talkst of nothing.
True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air, and more inconstant than the wind who woos even now the frozen bosom of the north, and being angered, puffs away from thence, turning his side to the dew-dropping south.
This wind you talk of blows us from ourselves. Supper is done, and we shall come too late.
I fear too early, for my mind misgives some consequence. Yet hanging in the stars, shall bitterly begin his fearful date with this night's revels, and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course direct my sail.
On, lusty gentlemen, strike, drums!